Welcome back to the Lansing Lugnuts pregame show. I'm Slavko Bekvic, joined by Lugnuts starting pitcher Daniel Norris. Daniel, tell us what it was like when you got drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays.
It was definitely one of the coolest experiences of my life. It was kind of like a flash before my eyes. My dream came true, and you know, I felt very fortunate to be selected by the Blue Jays. And you know, at the time, I didn't know what my future held, but so far, I've been really pleased with the Blue Jays organization. It's just filled with great guys that have the utmost interest for you to get better. So,
did you have any idea before the draft that they were looking at you and they might select you?
Actually, no. There are some teams that I had talked to before, and teams that had called in the first round and stuff. And I really had no idea of the Blue Jays, and it was a surprise, but a pleasant one at that. So.
Where were you when you found out that the Blue Jays drafted you?
I was just at my house. My mom had told me that I got drafted by them, and we were downstairs kind of watching it on the internet thing, so it was kind of cool.
But you were a high school player out of Science Hill High School. Describe that team. How good was that team at Science Hill?
In the aspect of being a team, we were unbelievable. You know, we didn't have the most talented guys in our area, but we just found a way to win. And sure, we had a lot of talented guys, but there was, when you get more into like Knoxville and stuff, there were guys, it's almost like they just breed baseball players. But we had such a good commodity as a team, and just we were all brothers, really, and it was awesome. You know, we all grew up together, playing against each other or with each other in the city and stuff. And to be on the same team and just we were all buddies, there's no diversity there. It was just great. It was a lot of fun, and we fought hard, and that was the main thing. We never gave up. We never rolled over as a team, and the coaching staff there was unbelievable. They were just great guys that knew a lot about baseball, and so it was a great team.
What is your favorite memory from the baseball team in high school?
I would say just the whole time. There's one game where we made it to state tournament, and it was a really intense game, and just after we won that game, we dogpiled and everything, but it was just such a moment of joy for all of us. It was really cool. We'd worked so hard to get to the state tournament, and when we finally succeeded at that, it was just like, man, our hard work's paying off. So that was pretty cool.
Now, you had a college commitment. You were looked at by a few schools. What was the process like for you getting recruited by college schools?
It was kind of hectic, just because I really didn't know what to expect. It all kind of came on very fast and very heavy, but it was cool. I was able to take a step back and just kind of realize how blessed I was to be in the position I was, being looked at by different schools and stuff. And so it went from, receiving letters and emails and stuff to it got to the point where I had to start narrowing it down. And, I went and saw some schools and made some visits, and at the end of the day, Clemson was where my heart was, and I knew that was going to be, that would be the best place to fit me out of the schools that I was looking at. Just with, the area of it is it's kind of an outdoorsy town feel, which that's where I'm from. So it was cool in that aspect of it. But again, with the coaching staff, I just felt very comfortable with who they were as men, not just coaches. Sure, I'm concerned about them making me a better player, but I really felt comfortable with who they were as people.
So you have the commitment to Clemson. You get drafted by the Blue Jays. Describe the process of what it was like to finally say, okay, I'm going to sign.
When I first got drafted, my dream is to be a professional baseball player. I didn't dream to be a college baseball player. And when I first got drafted, my first instinct was, I'm going to sign, and that's what I want to do because this is my dream. I would be foolish to turn this down. But as it got on, most players, when they got drafted, they just kind of hung out all summer, didn't do anything, just whether they were negotiating with teams or not, they just didn't play. But, I knew it was going to be a tough process just choosing what I wanted to do, so what better way to be at peace in my heart than to go play baseball? So I went down to Atlanta and played with my summer team, the East Cobb Yankees. I played all summer. I played center field, and I pitched a little bit. And a lot of people looked at me like I was crazy. Like, what are you doing? If you get hurt, there goes everything. They're not going to offer you. That's foolish to do that. But I said, I've never played this game scared of getting hurt. I've just played because I love this game. And I'm not going to sit around all summer and just think about what I'm going to do. I'm just going to play ball, and at the end of the day, you know, God's going to lead me where I need to be. And so that was refreshing for me to be able to go down and live in Atlanta for that summer and play ball and just have fun. And then at the end of the summer, you know, I knew in my heart, you know, what I wanted to do, and that was to play professionally. So that helped me out a lot, just being able to relax and play ball.
So how do you tell Clemson that you're ultimately going to sign with Toronto? What was that like?
It was tough. Like I said, I had a great relationship with all those guys, and they were very very supportive of me. You know, sure, they were disappointed because they'd invested a lot of time into me and a scholarship, but, you know, they understood my situation, and they were very good at just, you know, they were very supportive, you know, wished me all the best, and still talk to them, actually. They're still great guys, and so that kind of solidified my thought of them as people. It's just, you know, they still keep in contact with me 2 years out of that, and still wish me well. And I think that speaks volumes of what kind of people they are.
Talking to Lansing Lugnuts starting pitcher Daniel Norris. Daniel, describe your repertoire. Describe your game on the mound.
I'm left-handed. You know, I've been described as a power pitcher. So I pitch primarily with my fastball, but I have a changeup and a slider and a curveball as well. And I like to be able to mix those in throughout the game and just kind of keep people off balance. But I pitch off my fastball, just using command of that and being able to throw strikes with that and work off the fastball.
So you signed with the Blue Jays. You make your debut last year in Bluefield in the Appalachian League. What was your experience like there?
It was good. You know, like I stated earlier with the people in the Blue Jays organization, just unbelievable coaches. You know, and I really mean that. They're all great, you know. They're very patient with me. You know, it was an up and down year, for sure. But you know, I got better, not only as a player on the mound with my mechanics and such, but just dealing with adversity, you know, and being able to flush the bad days and be ready the 5 days later, just being able to, you know, it was a learning experience, and you know, I'm taking that into this year and being able to, you know, deal with the adversity that comes my way, and it was a good experience.
Describe your debut there with the Bluefield Blue Jays. You're finally signed with the minor league team. You're making your debut. Were you nervous, excited, both?
I would say anxious more than anything, just ready to get out there and have fun. Fortunately for me, I was 20 minutes from my home, so I had a lot of like friends and family there for my debut, and it was a really cool atmosphere for them to be there and cheering me on, and ended up throwing really well and had a lot of fun out there. And yeah, I mean, you know, there's nerves out there, you know, you feel those kicking in, but you just gotta, you know, push those to the side when you get out there, and just, you know, you're just a kid playing a game.
How hard was it for you to get to know your teammates? You go down there and all of a sudden you're in a new team, new organization. How quick did that process go for you?
It was pretty quick. You know, I knew some guys from just summer showcases and stuff like that, so, you know, familiar faces were around, so, you know, kind of gravitate towards them at the beginning. But then when you start meeting new people, I like meeting new people. I don't talk a lot, but, you know, I'm a personable guy. You know, I can talk to anybody once I get comfortable enough, and just some great guys down there. So we, you know, we all clicked well and, you know, hung out. It's a different lifestyle than I was used to living. You know, you're living in a hotel playing baseball every day, which really doesn't sound like it can get much better, but so it was cool. You know, we're around each other a lot every single morning, you know, waking up at 5 or 5:30 and just going out there and playing the game we love. So, you know, we all click well and still keep in touch with a lot of guys.
Talking to Lugnuts pitcher Daniel Norris. So shortly after you debut at Bluefield, you get the call to Vancouver, a very winning program, ended up winning the championship there. A lot of Lugnuts on this year's roster were on that team in Vancouver, so obviously that's nice for you guys to have that chemistry. What was it like to play on such a great team last year in Vancouver?
That was a really good experience. You know, in Bluefield we weren't having a great year. We weren't winning as many ball games as we should have because we had a ton of talent on that team. But you know, I go up there and immediately you're just thrown into a winning atmosphere, and just the vibes in the clubhouse were great. You know, everybody was, you know, going good, and it was fun. You know, it was fun to go out there and compete and play with them, and we ended up winning the championship. That was awesome. You know, we got out there and got a ring, and it was great. You know, and Clayton, the manager up there, was awesome. You know, he's a great guy. I like the way he manages, and you know, it was just a great experience overall.
You and Roberto Osuna, two of the younger pitchers in the Blue Jays organization, you guys call each other the brothers, Los Hermanos.
Right.
How did you develop that relationship with him?
Well, it was when I first signed, and I went down there for my first instructs, and it was his first instructs, and him not speaking much English at that time, it was tough for us to kind of be friends, but he's such a happy-go-lucky person, and you know he is just by seeing him around. He's very flamboyant and just out there having a great time, and I may not be as loud as him vocally, but on the field we both just have fun because it's our passion, and I could see that in him, and I think he could see that in me, just from the very moment we met each other on the field, you know, seeing each other run after balls and just play, and so I think before we even could converse vocally, like with words, I think we became friends just watching each other play because we knew we had a passion. We shared a passion for the game, and I think that kind of hit it off. And then from then on, he's learned English and I've learned a little bit of Spanish, and so we just we're really good friends. I mean, he really is one of my best friends, and he's awesome. He's fun to be around, and we were both the youngest guys on this team, so we kind of stick with each other. But he's good. I still talk to him.
How did you find out that you would be on the Lansing Lugnuts in 2013?
I mean, they just kind of post a roster on the last day, and until then you're kind of sitting, waiting, and wishing. But you see that, and it's a relief. But then you realize, I still got work to do. I still got to go out there and have a good season and win some ball games. So it was nice to see my name on the roster.
What were your goals and expectations coming into this year in the Midwest League?
Just get better. I'm not really worried about the numbers and stuff. Obviously I think those are going to come as time goes on, but just have fun. It's a game that I've grown up loving, more than anything, and just don't let things get too stressful. You just gotta sit back and relax and realize how blessed you are to be out there between those lines. And well, I think when I do that, I relax a little bit, and I just have fun. That's the main thing. And with having fun, I'm going to get better. And that was one of my goals, just to get better every day.
From an outside perspective, it looks like you and pitching coach Vince Horstman have established a really good relationship. You guys are always working, doing bullpen sessions, side sessions. What is that relationship like for you right now?
It's a really good relationship. It's strong, and it's true. It's a true relationship. I met him, I guess, last spring training, and we talked a little bit and stuff, and then ended up here. And he's been very patient with me. Him and Dane Johnson both, they both just have kind of taken me under their wing and shown me how to become a better pitcher. Dane has worked with me a lot with mechanics and being able to get myself in a position to repeat my delivery and stuff. But Vince has been, more than anything, a mental coach. He's great with mechanics, don't get me wrong. He's really good with mechanics. He knows what he's doing, for sure. But with me, I think he's taken a different approach. There's some things he'll point out from a mechanical standpoint, but also at the same time, it's just a mental thing, telling me, that they can't beat me out there. He's been really, very, very good with that with me, just, talking to me about pitching and how to pitch and my thought process out there, and a different mentality taken out there. And I think he's helped me a lot with that. I'm obviously very appreciative of his patience with me, and it's good. It's a common thing with just the whole pitching staff. He cares. That's the main thing. It's just it'd be easy for him to come out there and just, all right, let's get our stuff done, get back in there, and hopefully we'll win. But no, you can see it, you can feel it. He really cares about us, and that's pretty refreshing.
Mechanically, what have you and Vince been working on most recently?
Main thing is just staying through the ball, staying on top of the ball, not getting under it, trying to get the ball down in the zone more than anything. I think sometimes when I get hurt is when I'm up in the zone. He's made me realize, you can't throw 95 up in the zone because anybody can catch up to it. And so we're working on corralling that down in the zone. He's done a great job with me so far.
Now, you mentioned Roberto Osuna and how he's young and loves baseball, has a passion for the game. You and him obviously share that. When you see Daniel Norris, you know that this guy just loves life.
Yeah.
And you're a very free spirit, and you have a loose, laid-back personality. Where does that come from for you, coming from Johnson City, Tennessee?
My family's very laid-back. Our whole family, we don't talk a lot. Not in the way of, we talk to each other and stuff. It's not that we don't talk. It's just we're not very... we're really mellow, you know. We're just, I think it's just, we were just born with it, you know. I was raised in the mountains, but I love the ocean, you know. I think when I'm out in nature and on the diamond, I feel like that's the same thing. I'm very at peace, you know. My heart feels warm, and I'm just kind of, and I can relax and just kind of think, you know. It's not overthink things, but I just like being very peaceful, and you know, I just kind of chill a lot, and it's just, my whole family's like that, you know. We're very laid back. We're not obnoxious. We're not loud and stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, God's blessed us with such a beautiful earth to you know, play around on, and you know, sun and stuff. And it's just, it's fun to be out here every day and enjoy everything. So it's, yeah, I love the earth, and I love being on it and doing fun stuff on it. And so that's just kind of what I was born with, I guess.
When people get to know you, do they ever assume that you're a California surfer boy?
Yeah, everybody. It's funny, like, sometimes meeting new people, like you said earlier, in the organization, they'll be like, so what part of California are you from? I'm like, nah, I'm from Tennessee. And they're like, oh, no way. I would have guessed you're from California. Just, you know, I like to surf, and I like to be out there on the water, and I like being on the mountains and stuff. But I think that's just, you know, a lot of people call me like a modern-day hippie, but, you know, I'm a clean hippie. I don't do any of the bad stuff. I guess I'm an old soul. That's what it is. I'm just an old soul playing a game I love. So.
In spring training, and speaking of a modern day hippie, I guess, you own a Volkswagen bus,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What did you do with that bus?
In spring training, I got down to spring training over a month early. So I got down there like February 1st, and through spring training and leading up to spring training, I lived in my Volkswagen van right on the beach. It was that was one of the coolest experiences of my life. You know, I'm on my own. I'm just kind of, you know, freeloading around, just, you know, living in my van, you know, parking wherever I want at night. And, you know, obviously I chose to park on the beach every night and wake up to the waves. So it was very peaceful and refreshing. And, you know, before I go to the field, sometimes I get on the water and see if I could catch some waves and stuff. But yeah, it was awesome just living out there. You know, you learn a lot about yourself when you're by yourself. And especially, you know, in a cool environment like that with the ocean front right at your back door, basically. And it was cool. You know, I'm definitely going to do it again next year because I had a blast. But, yeah, a lot of people thought that was kind of weird, but, nah, that's something I love that stuff. You know, I'm planning a trip this off season to get out to California and get some good bigger waves and find some stuff. So I'm always on a search for something fun to do.
So before spring training, how did you spend the rest of your offseason this year?
I worked out every morning at ETSU, East Tennessee State University. I worked out there, and then I went from my workouts to I worked at an outdoor store. It was called Mahoney's Outfitters, and it's kind of like a hiking, rock climbing, kayaking type store. And I worked down there, and it was great. You know, the people there were unbelievable. Just a great atmosphere there. Had a great time working. I worked a little over 30 hours a week, so I was pretty busy, but I had a blast with it. You know, I got to learn a lot more about stuff I like to do. I knew enough to get by with when I started there, just about hiking and climbing and all that, but working there, you know, you learn a lot more about equipment and stuff like that, and, you know, different products, and, you know, I learned a lot about it, so it was cool. I enjoyed it, and plan on doing that again this offseason.
That's Lugnuts starting pitcher Daniel Norris. Daniel, thanks so much for the time, and best of luck the rest of the year.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll be back with more Lugnuts pregame show right here on 92.1 Big Country.